House will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Barker.
Here.
Barnhart. Barnhart Berger. Berger Beyer. Bonamici.
Here.
Boone. Boone Boquist. Bruin. Bruin Buckley. Burley. Butler. Butler Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. Chris Edwards, David Edwards. Esquivel. Esquivel Flores. Galizio. Gerard. Gerard Gelzer. Gilliam. Gilliam Gilman. Gerard. Greenlick. Hannah. Hannah Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Kotek Krieger. Crummel. Crummel Lim. McPherson. Maurer. Maurer Minnis. Minnis Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Olson. Reed. Richardson. Richardson Riley. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum Schaffler. Scott. Scott Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Tomei Wisnet. Wisnet Witt. Mr. Speaker. Not answering. Barnhart. Boone. Bruin. Gerard. Gilliam. Hannah. Kotek. Crummel. Maurer. Minnis. Richardson. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Tomei. Wisnet. Excused. Burley. Greg Smith. Excused for business of the House. Tomei.
Colleagues, when we recess, we were under courtesies. Are there further courtesies? Representative Reed.
Sir, colleagues, I just wanted to extend a welcome and ask you to join me in extending courtesies to two constituents who are in the upper gallery, Gretchen Height and Cindy Van Loo, who are here with the Project for Safety and Justice in their lobby day. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Great. Welcome. Representative Beyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I did want to take this time. I have a group of constituents and some group of people from the Eugene School District. I have the superintendent of the Springfield School District, Nancy Golden, staff, a school board member, past State Representative Al King, are here visiting. They came to testify on a bill that was supposed to be up right now in committee. So, and I have representatives from the Bethel School District, and Barb Bellamy is here, along with a couple faculty with the school district, and I apologize for not having the names, but welcome them, and hopefully we'll get the chance for them to have their bill heard.
Former Representative King, it's a pleasure to have you here, as well as the other guests. Great to have you. Representative Bruin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I'd like to draw your attention to a contingent of students and a member of the board from Clackamas Community College. Up on the side aisle over here, they've got their hands up. There's Bethany Adamson, Mike Reel, and my constituent Tim Lucier, who are all students at Clackamas Community College. And then sitting next to them on the left is Ron Adams, who's on the board and also a former member of this body. Welcome.
Welcome. Representative Crummel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to recognize, well, and Representative, the representative from West Lynn already beat me to former Representative Adams, so I won't recognize him. We have also from Clackamas Community College students Jessica Burris, Holly Noon, and Brittany Hoffman are all from Wilsonville, and of course they're hosted by and with former Representative Ron Adams also, and they're seated right up here in the gallery. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my pleasure to extend courtesies of the House to a good friend of Representative Scott and myself, who is actually a resident of Oregon City, member of my Rotary Club, Chuck Lemons. Welcome.
Welcome. Are there further courtesies? Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform the Senate to pass Senate Bill 400, 191, and 197.
First reading, memorials and resolutions.
HCR 11, in memoriam Michael T. Muniz, 1952 to 2006. HJM 21, urging Congress to secure U.S. borders and institute comprehensive immigration reform. HR 4, encouraging early screening and aggressive treatment programs for diabetes.
Page was read first time or passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Standing committee reports. Committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. Representative Cowan, for what purpose do you rise?
Request to return to courtesies.
Request, Representative Cowan requests a return to courtesies without objection. Temporary return to courtesies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I have an intern that isn't usually here when the House is in session, but today she is and didn't have a seat for everybody, so she's up here. Her name is Callie King. She's a senior at Willamette University in International Studies from Alaska, and if that name King means anything to any of the rest of you, her father, Jeff King, is the four-time defending champion of the Iditarod, and he's currently out there chasing those dogs.
Wow, it's great to have you. And while we're in temporary courtesies, it might be appropriate for me to mention that Representative Ron Maurer has a birthday this Saturday. Happy birthday. Any other courtesies while we're temporarily in courtesies? Okay, so we will return to propositions and motions. Representative Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request a recess for the purpose of a Republican caucus, of which I would estimate to be a half hour.
The House will recess. President Hunt? Without objection, but with encouragement to be quicker if possible, we'll be in recess for half an hour.